chapter 67, in which Luke gives in to the dark side.
Luke watches the space battle as it wears on and on. The two fleets are hopelessly tangled now. He can't be sure, but he thinks Admiral Akbar must have done this on purpose. But why? There can only be one answer. Because the shield is still up. That means that Han and Leia have failed. No, he dare not think of them. He turns back to the battle and watches as a damaged Rebel cruiser begins to come apart in a series of minor explosions. But with one last burst from its engines, it closes in on a Star Destroyer. The cruiser silently explodes, and the blast destroys most of the control tower of the Star Destroyer. A victory of sorts, but not a happy one. He tries to count the remaining Rebel ships. Not enough. He knows it's not enough.
"Your fleet has lost," croaks the Emperor. "And your friends on the Endor moon will not survive.
There is no escape, my young apprentice. The Alliance will die, as will your friends."
Luke says nothing, but the Emperor seems to hear a response.
"Good, good. I can feel your anger. Take your weapon. I am defenseless. Strike me down with all your hatred, and your journey to the dark side will be complete."
And Luke does, or at least he tries to. In a single motion, he whirls, reaches out with the force for his lightsaber, fires it up, and swings it down to destroy the Emperor.
But just centimeters from the Emperor's face, a bright red blade blocks it. The Emperor never flinches. Luke looks up. It's Vader, his own blazing red lightsaber crackling with energy. And now the two must fight again. Blades whirl and clash and spark. Luke crouches low, ready to either dodge or lunge. Vader stands tall and simply pushes forward, driving Luke backward with powerful swings. But now Luke spins and changes the flow of the attack, surprising Vader, who is just a little too slow to turn. Luke rushes in to bring down a mighty two-handed blow. Vader blocks it, but finds himself thrown off balance by the intensity of it. He steps back, not realizing that Luke had driven him to the edge of the stairs. He falls, and Luke is preparing to leap down after him when he hears the Emperor behind him.
"Good! Use your aggressive feelings, boy. Let the hate flow through you."
Again, the Emperor is telling the truth, and Luke knows it. He has won, but only by using the dark side of the Force. The hate is flowing through him, and he is winning this battle against his father because of it. Luke looks down at his father, clambering to his feet at the foot of the stairs. He had told Obi-Wan he couldn't kill his father, and yet he almost had. He turns off his lightsaber, and at the same time attempts to turn off the hate and anger. Vader climbs the stairs, lightsaber still blazing and hate still flowing.
"Obi-Wan has taught you well."
"I will not fight you, father,"
says Luke, staring into the black mask.
"You are unwise to lower your defenses,"
booms Vader, suddenly swinging his light sword. But Luke is not there. He is springing into the air, flipping backward and landing high above Vader on a catwalk.
"Your thoughts betray you, father. I feel the good in you. The conflict."
"There is no conflict."
"You couldn't bring yourself to kill me before. And I don't believe you'll destroy me now."
"You underestimate the power of the dark side. If you will not fight, then you will meet your destiny."
Vader flings his lightsaber. It slices through the catwalk, and Luke falls to the ground, rolling away into the gloomy darkness of an unused area of the throne room. The Emperor laughs and calls out,
"Good. good!
As if he were watching a show. Vader puts out his hand, and his lightsaber flies into it. He stalks into the darkness to find his son.